We will read today a verse where Prahlad Maharaj instructs his atheistic school friends, so to say, of school comrades, about something which I feel is very, very, very important for us to understand as devotees of Krishna. See, very often we think the Lord is very distant. He is very far away. I am too fallen to have any contact with Him. But here, Prahlad Maharaj shows that something else is true. Hare Krishna, Vishwambana, Vishwambana, I'm good. What is this Vishwambana Prabhu?
Life.
Life.
Sound.
Oh yeah, everyone life there. Haribo. So he says here to these young princes, aristocrats, and so on of the society, He makes a point. You must understand, Prahlad is the son of the emperor, so his school will not be an ordinary school for local village boys. No, no, these are sons of all the key people, sons of Elon Musk, sons of Donald Trump, sons of, if they have sons, I don't know. So they are all, you know, really on the top of society, and he makes a point which is very important. And I personally believe that this point, if our devotees could understand
a little bit loud,
of course.
On the side?
I'm not a technical person, but
Max,
it is Max Wallow. So I will speak very loud now. No problem. We wear a mini kirtan, so we have an extra button here. Bang! Thank you, Jagopal. Thank you. Oh, thank you. So it is a very important point, I think, that is often missing in our Hare Krishna movement. We are hearing in our movement a lot about the areas of our personalities where we need to work on. We hear about our moral shortcomings, our ethical shortcomings, perhaps our disability to control our senses and our Netflix intake. So we are often informed, you first deserve, then desire, no? Or we are it's pointed out to us that we need to work on our heart, purify it, stop being a nonsense, you know, and we hear such things. And this is very valuable, because yes, we come to spiritual life in order to improve our fallen condition. We don't want to stay as we are. We know that there is a huge opportunity for us to actually meet God. And for this we have to work. So therefore, it is very important to hear what is known as the via negativa, the way where we are deficient, where we have problems, so that we can work on it. But in this lecture, we will hear something else. We will hear that the Lord is the friend of all conditioned souls. He is more a friend than your best relative. Okay? Good. Are you with me or are you asleep? You are Hari Bol. This can mean many things. All right. So we will just go briefly through the Sanskrit. Koti Prayaso Asura Balaka Hare Upasane Svehridi Chitrava Sataha Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hare Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hare Upasane Sve Riti Shitra Vatsata Upasane Sve Riti Shitra Vatsata. Let's go immediately into it. Svasyatmana sakyo aichesha dehina.
Svasyatmana sakyo aichesha dehina.
Samanyatakim vishayo. Sorry. Samanyatakim vishayo papadanai. Samanyata kim vishayo papadanai. I will go immediately to the translation because we have a little time, and I want to request one of you. Do you have a wristwatch? I will return it. I'm a reliable. Jayatam has. I have to check my. You know, we have to end on time here. So. Oh, my friends, Prahlad is speaking to his school class, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his super soul feature, always exists within TV. Oh, sorry. Let's forget it. You need to be a little attentive. Only five caught me, so this time I hope I will be caught by all of you. Listen very carefully. I will cheat you now. Oh, my friends. Yes. You're becoming more participatory. But this is for listening at the moment. Oh, my friends, sons of the Asuras. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his super soul feature, always exists within the course of the hearts of all living entities. That sounds correct, no? Krishna is always there inside, in the innermost part, the core. He's there. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend, Sakya, of all living entities. And there is absolutely no difficulty in worshiping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? So it's a long purport and you are tired. I will just give a few key points. It's so beautiful how Prabhupada writes. How can we shorten it? Because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. It's easy. No one is greater than him, it's easy. And now, listen to this example which Prabhupada gives. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is vast, yet the sky is within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of animals. Isn't this the most beautiful analogy you've heard about the Lord who is so great, but at the same time you can be in contact with him? The example is the sky. If you look out of the window, there's a beautiful sky over the Ardennes. Ardennes is this part of Belgium, a mountainous area. But the same sky is here in the room. It's vast, but I have just touched the sky. The Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sajyu Yo Sakha Yo, let us say this, Saya Yu Jo Sakha Jo. The Lord in his super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him without any difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service. Please repeat after me. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu.
Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu.
Smaranam Pada Sevanam.
Smaranam Pada Sevanam.
As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. Hare Krishna. The main point I would like to illustrate. So here is a revolutionary concept also in ISKCON. Krishna is so friendly that he's there in the heart and we can immediately contact him. The example once again is the sky is so vast and we should think, ooh, sky, how can I make contact with this guy. But still, by the special pervasiveness of this guy, he is here, and all of you can just touch him, and you can feel him. You can feel this guy by doing like this. There's some little resistance, no? You can feel. Or you can feel when you can't breathe. There was no oxygen in the sky. You can make contact very simply, very easily. My dear devotees, this is very, very different from the Abrahamic religion. This is really a very, very, very different from what we hear. And this is the point why I personally became a devotee. I have not told many of you, but I was very deeply sunk in material life. Then I somehow purchased a magazine of our devotees. I was young. I had given all my money in my pocket. I needed it actually to go with the train somewhere, but the devotee told me, this is more important, this magazine, than paying the fare and the train. You just give this to this magazine, and you can go for free and the train, and Krishna will protect you. I don't believe in Krishna. I'm different. And you are also different from my thinking. No, you just experiment. I said, I don't make such experiments. I have my own set of experiments. But here, take it. I'm interested. Why are you so convinced? And I remember I read an article in this magazine about Srila Prabhupada. It's called The Peace Formula. And in that article, Prabhupada quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, which says that amongst his many powerful qualities, he's the Lord of all planets, and everything is meant for his enjoyment only. Amongst all these qualities, Krishna actually is known as Suridam Sarvabhutanam, the best friend in the heart of all living beings. Suridam means the best friend. It doesn't mean like your Facebook friends or your Instagram I don't know, other friends or you know, that doesn't mean like all the people who say you are the friends. It's someone who knows you in and out and still likes you the way you are. That's the best friend. Suridam, su means su means wonderful. Sulochan means so nice eyes. Su, it's an he is the very best friend, and he's right in the heart. And I thought, wow, he's not. I learned he's in heavens, in a paradise there, which is sold to us by the church, this concept. But here I hear, please, we have to somehow manage this. Okay, so I will be a little loud. You have to give me your permission here in this. Good. But here I hear, you know, I was a Sankirtan devotee. I can be really loud if I want. You know, we didn't have loudspeakers at that time. We would just do everything by our voice. Here I hear that he is the best friend. The gopis say about this aspect of Krishna, you are the dearmost friend of all embodied souls, the Tanubritams. You are their most intimate relative and indeed their very self. I thought, this is a new concept of God. He is there and he likes me, although I don't even like myself always. I feel ill at ease with all these difficult aspects of my personality. But he likes me and he is in the heart. And still he is so vast, as we hear here, at the sky, which is all around and connects with all continents. All continents are in the vast sky. This is an interesting mystical tradition. That was what I thought at that time, because of many reasons, but we want to go to the point here. So I can make contact with the Lord, and I can, it's not an ordinary contact. I can make contact as if he is my best friend or my very close relative. I do remember when I was in my rough days before Krishna consciousness, I would sometimes get in trouble, but I had very influential relatives and they could always get me out of any situation, of any very difficult situation. I remember there was once a situation by which where due to circumstances I was involved in a very difficult situation where one person died. I was not the cause of his death, but I was involved in it. And it was, you know, friends did something foolish and so on. And I was captured by the high police. And one relative said, he's a good boy, he's a little frustrated with society, but he's a good boy. You just let him free. You will see he will do good things in the future. So my relative said like this, and the police said, on your word, we let him go. So this is how Krishna is also. Krishna, especially in his aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, oh, the living entities in the Kali Yuga, they are involved in terrible things. They have eaten the flesh of cows and drunk, and they have not kept anything in their life. But on my word, they should be given mercy, you know. So this is the concept of God which we hear here. And it is something, I think it's so good that many of you don't believe it. Krishna is there and can be contacted. And you will make an argument which is very strong, which I want to defeat today. You will say, Maharaj, if Krishna is so close, why don't I see him? Maharaj, if Krishna is so kind, why am I suffering? Maharaj, I have just gotten an email that a devotee is suffering from cancer. Why, if Krishna is kind, are these things going on? You live in a dream world. Oh. Are you with me?
Yes.
My God. I talk a little loud and a little bit sensational because I know you are tired and you need something easy and which makes your blood boil. So I'm trying to my best. My dear devotees, I must tell you very sincerely that one part in me for quite some times was very, very hesitant to believe that Krishna is very close. I had made a terrible experience when I was young in the tent mission. You know, that's where Christians go and they have emotional music. And then they say, go to this room and confess that you say, Jesus, I believe in you, and Jesus will help you. He is so near and dear. And then one Christian jumps up. Yes, I fell from the balcony and I broke my leg. And then I said, Jesus, save me. And now my leg is healed. Here, touch my leg. I thought, oh my God, are these simple people? I thought this should be forbidden, this type of preaching. It is so manipulative, it is so wrong, it is so thoughtless, and so on. So I was burned by this visit to the tent mission. And here I am now and saying, my dear devotees, Krishna is in your heart, you can immediately contact him. How? The answer is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his well-known 8 shlokas, opens up by saying, Cheto darpana majanam vava mahakni nevapanam. Yes. There he says, our consciousness is like a mirror that is at the moment covered with the dust, and the commentators say, of avidya. Avidya has 5 aspects, and these are the aspects which cover your perception so that you are not able to reflect what is closest. Krishna is closest to your heart, closer even than your material desires. But because the heart is covered with avidya, it is not possible for you to see him at the moment, but there is something you can do. So avidya, you must be knowing, without going too much into the detail, which definition do you want to hear? Patanjali's definitions, or do you want to hear Lord Brahma's definitions? There are few definitions of avidya. Avidya means not to just not know when prasadam is served, this type of ignorance. It means that your consciousness is covered with forgetfulness of Krishna, which takes 5 different forms. One is false ego. You begin to identify with a temporary material body that is not clean, but you become attracted to this body, like in the attraction to the opposite sex. This body has 9 gates through which always these not so clean things come, but you think it is so desirable to touch this body that you are very much occupied with this. So false avidya means this ignorance to accept what is not right to be right, what is clean, unclean to be clean, what is temporary to be your eternal, your real situation. Avidya is very, very strong. It manifests in desires, it manifests in things I like and I dislike, and it manifests ultimately in the fear of death, where you think, I'm finished when this body is finished. No? Avidya, ignorance, it is covering us. But Mahaprabhu makes the point that by chanting the holy name, this dust of avidya is cleansed from the mirror of the mind, it means from your perception, and as a result you will be able to see what is closest. I will read you the commentary of Virachandra Goswami here. The consciousness is a mirror. Because it can show you a reflection of Bhagavan's form, who is closest to the heart. The consciousness was dirty due to avidya, and now Sankirtan, which is like a purifying Ganga, purifies it. Sometimes the example is given also of a clean cloth which wipes the mirror of the heart clean, so that you are actually able to see what is closest. You might say, Maharaj, or Virachandra Goswami, at the moment my desires are most closest to my consciousness. I desire, for instance, to that this lecture ends on time so that I can have prasadam, or I desire simple things. I desire to be there at 10 o'clock at the kirtan stali, you know, the place where the kirtan is going on. I'm surrounded by my desires which give me life. I want to finish writing this book. This is a strong desire in my heart at the moment, which is very strong there. Oh, I want to... Thank you. So, but my dear devotees, Krishna is even closer than your desires. And when you are getting the dust away, then Krishna becomes reflected, because he's closest, in your consciousness, and you are aware of him. And your material desires that keep you in this world are blocked. See, this is an example. This is a mirror, okay? It stands in place for a mirror. When something is very close, like this hand at the moment, then this hand will be reflected in the mirror, not the face of Gaur Govinda, or what else is here, the picture, the room, the chandelier. No, this image of the hand will block everything out. So Virachandra Goswami makes the point, if you hear the chanting of the holy name, but he makes the point it must be done repeatedly, no? Then you will perceive Krishna as so close that even your other perceptions which you have of this world will be no longer with you. You will see only Krishna. Would you like this? Is this attractive?
Yes.
Because it's only then when your heart feels peace. It's only then when you can feel the ecstasy and the loving embrace of the Lord. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, it is said the repeated chanting in the association of devotees is doing the job, I wanted to say, but that is too ordinary English. It will accomplish the real mission of the human life, to be close to God. You just have to tell your mind to not run out of the kirtan. It's that simple. Is it that simple? Let's look at this a little bit. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur raises a very difficult question. He says, can we claim that Sankirtan, which attracts God, is when some people get together and just sing loudly? And he says, no. Sankirtan becomes Sankirtan when it is done in the line of the devotees of the Lord who want to serve Krishna. It's not done when people want to become famous, for instance, with singing, like the Rolling Stones or so. I do the Bhajan Stones, you know. No, you need to follow the line of the devotees, and of course then you need to learn, what do I have to do, what do I have to avoid. No, you have to learn to do this in the line of devotion. But if you do this, all other things get away from the heart. If you don't do this, if you follow, if you don't learn the art, then you could increase your material desires in the name of Sankirtan. Yes, it could happen. But if you follow the line of the devotees, you know, the process of bhakti, in other words, then, my dear devotees, the Krishna, who is so close, who waits, is there. He has not become discouraged by us being so absent-minded over all these long years. Now, I would like to give you an example. Think of a mother. The mother loves the child even when the child cannot yet reciprocate because it's in the womb still. The mother likes the child and will say, oh, my dear little one, and she will say encouraging words. Yes, birth is soon coming. Don't be afraid. Your mother is here, you know, and it will work, you know. It worked to the by the neighbor's ladies, you know. We will do that. The mother will like the child also when it is so dependent and cannot yet speak. It's a little baby, you know. The baby keeps the mother up all night. Those ladies here who want to have children, if you are liking your sleep, you might have to again think about this question. So the mother likes the baby even in the first years when it is not able to reciprocate. In the same way, Krishna loves us before we can even turn to him and reciprocate his gifts. He is such a friend. This is explained in the 10th canto, where the Lord says, others may be grateful for gifts that have already been given, but I am different. I am grateful for gifts that will be given in the future. And I reciprocate with these gifts even before they are given. Have you understood? Should I read it again? I read it again. This time I may say something wrong just to test you, so you must be very alert to catch my mistake, you know. I may also say it correctly, but you have to listen carefully. Hare Krishna. This tells us about Krishna's heart. Krishna loves us even before we can reciprocate as devotees. And now the Lord will speak about this. Do you like gifts? Yes. I also like gifts. And soon my birthday is coming, so. I'm very grateful to people who give me gifts like I got a few very good gifts. One gift was a painting. It shows me sitting at Keshigat, being surrounded by the Vrindavan atmosphere and trying to chant. And then just 2 meters in front of me sits a little blackish boy. It's a painting. His legs are dangling down, and there is a writing under the painting. So, you think you are alone? It wants to show the painting that Krishna is always there, just very close. But we often think we are alone. So anyway, I like this painting very much, but maybe I should give another example. When someone gave me a big preaching van, I thought this was a good gift. I hope I got the right vibration length here with my audience. So this is about this subject of being pleased when someone gives us a gift is addressed here. Others may be grateful for gifts that have been given, but I am grateful for gifts that will be given in the future. And I reciprocate with these gifts even before they are given. So this is how Krishna's love is. It's like the mother who loves the baby even before the baby can reciprocate the love and take care of the mother or give something in return and so on. My dear devotees, but this close Krishna can only be seen by you if you clean the mirror of your heart by the Cheto Dapana Marjanam. Therefore, I request you, keep your attendance alive, stay with the kirtan as much as possible, try to be present there with every mantra, and you will see after some time the dust from the mirror of the heart will go. Today I spoke from a person from America who had come with the airplane here. The first time I saw him, he looked so jet-lagged as if the Russian army had just killed him. Maybe that was a politically incorrect statement. I apologize, I'm not so informed. Some army walked over him, you know. Then I asked him, so how do you feel? And he said, very good. I said, why? You must be tired. He said, no, I'm chanting. And it does something to my heart. I feel very close to Krishna. I would travel again and again from America just to be in that one kirtan, you know. Yes, this is what kirtan can do for you. This is how it is much more important than understanding everything with your mind. We cannot understand much with our mind. The mind is not a good tool to understand anything. It just gives us a little part of the vast reality that surrounds us. But the chanting, my dear devotees, if you do it in the line of the bhakti teachings, will purify the dust from your heart, which makes you so unperceptive of reality. Therefore, I request all of you, please become lovers of the holy name. And that will only happen if you work a little bit on learning how to do it properly in the line of the bhakti tradition. Then the Lord, who is so close, will not keep himself hidden any longer. He will be very, very much present in your life and perceivable, so you will see it. My dear devotees, this is an unusual experience for Sachinandan Swami. I have said what I wanted to say in a short... Thank Hare Krishna. Thank you. Well, I didn't say it to get your applause. And I'm done. I'm finished. My dear devotees, let me return back to that young boy who met the devotees and who was sold a magazine which made a revolutionary statement. I must say, over the years of my Krishna conscious life, I have made many mistakes, because mistakes is part of the human condition, especially I with my neurological wiring. But somehow I have placed my faith on one simple thing, that is that by the chanting of the holy name, the Lord in the heart can become very, reveals himself to the sincere chanter. And I've said, I don't care for anything else, what people do or don't do, what ISKCON does or does not do. That is not the point here. The point is, I want to be close to Krishna, and this is the process given by my spiritual master and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I can say, if you ask me, are you happy, Maharaj? You're now old, you will soon die. Does it work? I can really say, yes, it works. And therefore, I want to encourage you to take this very serious. I'm very, very, very honored to be in your association, because I think all of you have a similar faith. Therefore, you are there in this Radha Desh Kirtan Mellows. Hare Krishna. Good. So now I will do something extraordinary. I will not take any questions, but I will chant with you one round of japa. Because do you also notice japa is not our strongest point in the Radha Desh Kirtan Mellows. So we take our japa mala, please, and we turn to the altar. So now comes the most important part. This is not additional, this is part. So anyone, please all look towards the deity. I will also look to the deities. Those of you who are in the other room, you can enter the process of meditation. It's very good to see the deities in your heart. It's very good. You can close your eyes. Now, my dear devotees, I request you, let us chant a very good round of the holy name. Let us chant it with the intention to be absolutely there and be present in the chanting. And let us try to contact the Lord, who is both on his altar, but as we heard just now, he is also there in the heart. Once Bhakti Charu Maharaj asked Prabhupada, is he there in the heart with four arms? And Prabhupada said, no, you are a devotee of Krishna. He's there as Krishna. So we will chant like this, looking at the deities, sometimes closing our eyes, and when our neighbor falls asleep, we will gently and friendly poke him into the belly, or not belly, shoulder. Okay, let us all chant the Panchatattva mantra. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadiga. Everyone on his own. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Yama, Yama, Rama Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari. Try your best. Please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Please try your best. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please stay focused, focused. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ram, Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Mutual round.
Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Ram, 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 Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Ram, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Jai Gopi. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Ram, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hare Rama, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I thank you very much for your kind participation. My request to you is please take your prasadam now, because at 10 o'clock we will start sharp in the Kirtan hall. We will start with the Kirtan with Madhava Prabhu. So please have a wonderful prasadam, a good fire of digestion, and see you at the Kirtan hall. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.